Last year, Coach Doris, Lady Irish were on the verge of a perfect undefeated season until one slip-up occurred in the regionals round. And that slip-up left the red and white stuck in the mud for the spring, summer, and fall. But now, it's time to retie them shoes and dive in headfirst into this year's regionals round. It's Coach Dorr versus Coach Akhtaroff, and it's the Irish getting ready to tangle with the Wildcats next on Buck 92.3. And with that, hello everyone from the rafters here in Coleman High School. I'm Austin Shattuck, your sports director. Now, these two teams have had great runs in the district round, winning their contests on Wednesday and Friday last week. But for both squads, it's not time to get complacent and shy away from any competition. I mean, Coach Dorr, he's been here, he's done that. He's been to the regionals round so many times in his career as the Lady Irish's head coach. 2013-14 state champions for Coach Dorr and the Irish way back when, but that was their last state championship, and the Irish are trying to get back to a little bit of glory, to those glory days between, you know, obviously 13 years ago, the Irish haven't been to the Breslin Center, and this year, they have a legit shot of at least making it out of the regionals round if things go their way tonight, and we'll see what happens on Wednesday night as well. But Coach Dorr, like I mentioned, 54-14 in the playoffs. Most of those wins came in the district's rounds because in high school basketball, every team gets into the playoffs. It doesn't matter how bad or good you are, you're getting into the playoffs in the district's rounds. It's just one win and you're out. And in the district's round, there's so many high school teams in both boys and girls basketball that it gets you, you know, a chance to see some playoff basketball and maybe improve on what you can work on in the next couple of years as a developing program. And speaking of developing programs, that's exactly what this Walkerville Wildcats program is. And if you're wondering, hey, Walkerville, where is that located in this great state of Michigan? Well, it's on the west side of the state, just probably southeast of Pentwater, over there closer to Lake Michigan on that side. And they had a long trip coming over here to probably the middle of the mitten here in Coleman. Mount Pleasant, obviously heavily related to Coleman. They've been here before playing against the Coleman Comets, as Coleman and it is in the Mid-State Activities Conference for the Sacred Heart Irish. They've beaten Coleman solemnly at their gymnasium and here in this gymnasium as well. Sacred Heart coming in from their locker room, getting ready, their last little, I guess, jump shots in preparation before the team square up. And now the Walkerville Wildcats coming up from their bench as well. So about 2.5 minutes before we send it to the national anthem. Like I mentioned, 54-14 in the playoffs for Coach Dorr. And then for Coach A, just only in her third year, 2-2 in the playoffs. Most of those wins, both of those wins have come in the district round. One win, obviously, this year against Baldwin. And not many people, including myself, Walkerville had them advancing to the regionals rounds at 5-14. Not really related to Sacred Heart's fault, just Mason County Eastern was one of the teams that we predicted coming into this regionals round that would give Sacred Heart a little bit of a battle and a little bit of a test before they could potentially move on up to that quarterfinals and semifinals finals round coming up at the end of next week. But they still have a lot of work to do, the Irish do. And I don't know if any of you really watched the Mid-Michigan Sports Network game on Friday night between the Irish and the Breckenridge Huskies, but that was a game. Talking with Spockman right to my left here pregame, he was at that game, calling that game, obviously, and one of the craziest finishes he's ever seen. A minute 15 to go, Sacred Heart was down 15, or minute 35 to go, I should say. Sacred Heart was down by 15, and they came back roaring and beat the Breckenridge Huskies by a couple points in advancing, getting that district title. And for Savannah Jones, one of the seniors on this team, she's 4-for-4 in the district round, district final round. And that's, you know, good supremacy and good accolades in your high school career to go 4-for-4 from in the district final round. And she's won a couple of regional titles as well, getting back to that 2023-24 season. Sacred Heart won a regional title as well in that season, and they're trying to do it again here. So it's about 30 seconds to go or so. It's the Sacred Heart Irish and the Walkerville Wildcats. Walkerville at 5-14, Sacred Heart at 19-5. So with that being said, it's time to send it to the National Anthem on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. High school playoff basketball is brought to you by Pradium Realty, Robin Stressman and Associates, Mountain Town Rehab, CMS Internet, Roger Hauck, 34th State Senator, Michael Love Allstate Insurance, Konwinski Construction, Barbary Law, Piscano's Pizza, and Jerry Nair, 92nd State Representative. Thank you for sponsoring this evening's game between the Irish and the Walkerville Wildcats. Starting lineups were introduced. We'll get to those a little bit later as the tip is up and controlled right away into the hands of Terwilliger. She's rim running for two, and 5 seconds in, Karis Terwilliger starts this game with a deuce. Terwilliger, just a phenomenal scorer, as now the Wildcats try to break the pressure right away. Brooke Neff tries to put that left hand in and swipe it away. Instead, they give it away. Javari Carter picks it up on the far wing, and they give it back to Macy Uman. Dribbles to the top of the key with that right hand. They get it to Carter. Right wing off the screen. Throws up a shot. Can't get it to go. Defensive rebound plucked away to Savannah Jones, but she stepped out of bounds. No, that was Javari Carter. Jamari Carter, I should say, who stepped out of bounds, and it's going to the Irish either way. It's Jamari Carter, Gabby Burrowman, Macy Oman, Isabel Babin, and Marison Simpson, the five for the Wildcats. Terwilliger gives to Jones, left wing, right towards us, and they give back to Terwilliger. Indoor cutting to Savannah Jones, but it's overthrown from Terwilliger to Jones, out of bounds. It's going to the Wildcats. 2-0 lead for the Irish, and it'll be the Wildcats with the ball facing a little full court pressure. Jamari Carter tried to get that one in, bouncing it into Isabel Babin, but she couldn't get it. Lexi Sweet came running in like a free safety, hitting that one out of bounds. It's still going to remain with the Wildcats. Marison Simpson will come up instead. She'll give to Gabby Burrowman. Past the timeline she goes. She got through Terwilliger. Back over to Carter. Burrowman. Back to Oman. Right wing. A lot of syllables with these last names for the Wildcats. It's stripped away. And then right back to Burrowman. Back over to Carter. She unloads on a three. Left corner. Too strong. She can't get her own miss. Rebound goes to Brooke Neff. Slowing things down. Irish 2. Walkerville Wildcats 0. Terwilliger, a banana cut into Savannah Jones. She misses the bunny on the left block. Defensive rebound goes to Isabel Babin, who's averaging about 4 rebounds per game. Irish versus the Wildcats. Terwilliger gets a mean screen on her, and back to Carter. Top of the key goes Macy Uman, and given over to Babin, who has to track that one down with the right hand on the far wing. Lots of red in the stands tonight with Sacred Heart, Walkerville, all in red-colored uniforms. They give it in to Simpson, and it's overthrown by Gabby Burrowman. And the Wildcats, we knew this coming in. We're going to struggle to get on the offensive glass, and now they're struggling to just get any shots, any efficient offense so far. Sacred Heart with the ball, up by 2. Terwilliger got the first 2 points in the first 8 seconds of the game. Terwilliger with the ball, top of the key, dribbling with that right hand. Dribbles through the lane with the left hand. Scoots herself through, but loses the bunny. Gets her own miss, puts it back up. 4 feet away on the fade. Can't roll it down. Rebound goes to Simpson. She's back out to Burrowman, and Burrowman, rim running was Macy Uman. Getting back was Alexis Sweet. And they throw it away. It's Uman right into the hands of Brooke Neff. Sacred Heart, rim running now. 2-on-2 fast break, back to Terwilliger. The bumper right behind her, Terwilliger dumps off to Jones. This time she converts on the bunny on the right block for 2. Savannah Jones and Terwilliger getting the Irish started. Macy Uman trying to break the press. It's thrown away to Lexi Sweet, who puts it in on the left block. 3 layups for the Irish early on in this game. 6-0 now as Sweet, Jones, and Terwilliger all with a deuce. Ball was thrown out of bounds right in front of Coach A. And it'll be Sacred Heart ball converting on the turnover. We talked about it pregame before we went on our pregame show about if Coach Dorn and his Irish ladies were going to press. They certainly are, and they're doing a dandy job so far. It's a horn set. Terwilliger to the cup, given back to Jones in the paint. Blocked from behind by Isabel Babin. Offensive rebound. Terwilliger tees off a 3, right wing. Too strong. Babin gets the board again. Controlling that back out. Babin, knee-high dribble from right to left, just past the timeline, giving it in to Jamari Carter. She tossed up a 3 from the right wing early in the shot clock, and Jones, the tallest lady on the floor, coming away with the board. 6-0 is your score. to Williger. Backdoor feeding to Anderson. She tries a lay of her own and gets it to go on the right block for two. Anderson starting this game for Coach Dorr, and now four of the five starters have scored, all except Brooke Neff, who's pounding Berlman along with Terwilliger. Terwilliger swipes it away, but that's going to be a reach-in foul on Karis Terwilliger, her first, and surprisingly, ironically, that first foul of the game. So Allison Bogue and Ava Sweet will come in for Maddie Anderson and Brooke Neff, who will take a seat. Two leading seniors on this squad. Obviously, Brooke Neff, we know what she can bring, and then Maddie Anderson, what she can bring as well. It's Berlman snaking her way through around the perimeter from left to right. Berlman gives over to Ullman. Right corner, driving Ava Sweet. She ends up on the floor, has to get back up. It's Marison Simpson with it. Swivels the ball back to Berlman. Bounces that back off to Ullman. Right in front of the official. It's hit away and plucked away by Karis Terwilliger. Ullman has to get it back. No dribble, no foul was called. And then Ullman drives right baseline. Back up to Simpson. Another three from Jamari Carter. Can't get that one to rattle home. Defensive rebound goes to Allison Bowe. She dumps it off to Terwilliger. Right wing all day to shoot. And it's too strong. A rainbow arcing three from Karis Terwilliger. Rebound it goes to Isabel Babbitt. They push it up with Gabby Berlman. Through the lane, back to Carter. She's wide open. This time it's swatted away by Karis Terwilliger into the hands of Ava Sweet. Rim running Karis Terwilliger, lobbing that to Savannah Jones. Beautiful three-man game, just can't finish it. And it goes back out to Macy Ullman and throwing it away, but she stepped out of bounds. And she got a little shaken up, especially with that left hand. And that's going to force a timeout by Walkerville, a full timeout. So we'll take it with them on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the remainder of the first quarter, 3:19 to go. Irish with an 8-point lead, 8-0. They've been playing masterful defense. Is it defense? Yes, but it's also mistake shot making by the Wildcats. They give it into Sweet right away. Banana cutting her way to the cup on the right block for two. Now Ava Sweet's on the scoreboard with 2 points. Gabby Berlman, right wing, dumps it off and throws it off the back of the backboard. She gets her own miss, tosses it back to Babin, and the Wildcats are just shot hunting. Rebound went to Sarah Preedom, but the ball got knocked out of her hands. It's going to stay with the Irish in an early foul. That foul went on number two for the Wildcats, Jamari Carter, and if she gets in foul trouble, who else is going to take a couple of shots for the Wildcats? Because she's gotten probably 0 for 8 so far. It's Pogue going to work on Carter. Alexa Sweet up and under and can't get it to go from the medium post. About a 6-foot runner. And Isabel Babin throwing it backwards to Gabby Berlman. Berlman gets a screen from Babin. And they swing it cross court to Jamari Carter. A wild shot this time. Can't get it to go. Gets her own miss, but she's tangled up with Allison Pogue. They both end up on the floor. It's going to be a jump ball going and staying with the Wildcats. Lexi Sweet will take a seat. Jones will come back in. So it's Jones, Terwilliger, Bogue, Preedom, and Ava Sweet, the five. And now the Wildcats have too many players on the floor, and Macy Ullman comes out, and into the game comes Onyx Thoman Fulford. Babin trying to look over the tall and lengthy Savannah Jones, and that's maybe what happened with the turnover, trying to get it to Thoman Fulford. Terwilliger picked it off, and they give it to Ava Sweet. She drives left baseline, draws a crowd. It's Terwilliger up and under on the right block for two more. Terwilliger's got four in the first. More press comes for the Sacred Heart Irish. Berlman's been doing a great job of breaking it. They throw it up to Thoman Fulford. She tries a shot this time. It's blocked away by Terwilliger, goes out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Wildcats again, down by 12. Terwilliger's got four, Maddie Anderson's got two, Ava and Lexi Sweet's got two, and so does Savannah Jones. Babin will look over Savannah Jones, both hands in the right and left side. They bounce it in. It's Marison Simpson with it on the right block, throwing it out. She ends up on the floor, and it's on the floor once again. Thoman Fulford, all grit, all hustle for Fulford, diving on the floor to get that. Jump ball will be called, and it'll stay. It'll go back to the Irish. Jump balls, a lot have been called so far, and that's why we're alternating possessions between these two teams. Bogue on the right side. They give it over to Ava Sweet. Terwilliger ends up on the floor. Back to Bogue. Top of the key. She thought about the three. Drove through the perimeter. Finds Ava Sweet. She tries a three left wing. That doesn't rattle home. Offensive rebound, though, for Terwilliger. And snakes her way through the paint again. Burrowman over Burrowman. No dice. Rebound goes to Savannah Jones. She puts it back up and fouled again. Who's this foul going to come on? It's going to go on Onyx Thoman. So Thoman and Jamari Carter both have a foul apiece. Jones will go to the line for a pair. She'll spin the ball back to her, step up, three dribbles, bends the knees, good form, puts it up, and misses the front end. She'll get one more, though, but for Savannah Jones, a great senior year. Like I mentioned, 4-for-4 in the district title run from her freshman to senior year, 202 points on the season entering tonight, obviously up to 204 now with her two other points. Jones, one more attempt. Bends the knees, puts it up, and rattles the second one home. She's up to three. 13-0 lead as Marison Simpson only has Savannah Jones to beat. One-on-one. Maddie Anderson into the game. Tried to swat it away. Offensive rebound. Now Jones rips that one away aggressively with a minute and a half. 90 ticks to go in the first. The Walkerville Wildcats still have not scored. It's Bogue. Cutting in. Ava Sweet tries the right hand on the left side, but left it short. Rebound went to Thoman. Isabel Babin will say, clear out, slow things down. Jones will pick her up, and they throw it away to Jamari Carter. Almost goes out of the gym into the hands of Coach Dorr. Going back the other way with a minute 8 to go in the first. 13-0 is your score. Winner of this game gets the winner of St. Charles and Onekama. Coming up here about 7 o'clock after this game on this gym. Bogue over to Preda. Back up to Ava Sweet, cutting through. With that right hand, puts it up and rims out. Hit about every part of that rim except the bottom of the net, and the foul will be called on the offensive rebound. It'll go on Marison Simpson, her first, so team's third. Ava Sweet will inbound it. It's a line set. All four players line up around the free throw line. Sweet lobs it in, back to Maddie Anderson. She drives on that right side, bounces it back to Bogue, but she gets her own pass intentionally. Anderson back to Freedom, through the middle, steps through on the left side, over to Sweet, drives middle, a couple extra steps, and that's what she needed as she misses the lay, but it's going the other way. A foul will be called on Ava Sweet, or it's going to go on Sarah Freedom, one of the two Irish players, and it's going to go on Sarah Freedom, her first, a reliable piece for Coach Dorr off the bench. Full court presser once again. They give it in to Jamari Carter, who's got to run the full 90 feet. Just getting it past the timeline, guarded by Sarah Freedom. Carter with that knee-high dribble on the left side. Gets a screen from Thoman. She ends up on the floor. It's a turnover going into Ava Sweet. Ava Sweet with Sarah Freedom right to her right. Sweet backs it back out. And with Terwilliger, where does the offense come from right now? Bogue gets Carter in the air. A little runner from 6 feet away. Too strong off the iron. Isabel Babin will pick it up. Gabby Burrowman with 10 seconds to go. Let's see if she takes a glimpse at the clock. 13-0 lead. 5 seconds. And it's going the other way. An offensive foul, a legal screen on Marison Simpson. And barring a turnover, the Irish are going to hold the Wildcats to 0 points here in this first. It'll be Ava Sweet giving it in to Allison Bogue with Preedom, Anderson, and Jones on the three-line set. Coming in the game, Grace Riggs with 4 seconds to go. Bogue gets it plucked away. Riggs with it. It's over to Carter. She thought about the full court lob. Didn't chuck it up. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. 13-0 in favor of the Sacred Heart Irish. We'll be back for the second quarter next. I'm Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Back here for the start of the second quarter. 13-0 lead for the Irish. They did a dandy of a job playing defense with the full court pressure. And that's where we stand right now as Grace Riggs, or I'm sorry, Paige Sadenwater Riggs at the scores table. She will come in, I assume, as that final fifth player. And it'll be Walkerville starting the ball. But it was 13-0. A lot of forced shots on the defensive side for the Irish. Terwilliger comes back in, guarded by Burrowman. She goes under the screen, set by Grace Riggs. And Burrowman puts up a shot, and this could be the first opportunity to get some points on the board. Going to the free throw line after some shooting fouls. Foul will go on Savannah Jones, her first. Don't want to get her in foul trouble either, but I don't think that will happen either way. It's Grace Berman puts up the first one and misses on the front end. She can take her time if she wants here with one more. Neon blue shoes with the all-red unis. Three low dribbles, bends the knees, puts it up, and sinks it home for the first point of the night for the Walkerville Wildcats. Another offensive opportunity for the Irish, and it rims out. Shot was taken by Terwilliger. She bounces it off to Jones on the left block. Good give and go for Terwilliger to Jones. Her fifth points of the night. It's Berman racing up. Pickpocketed away. Terwilliger ends up on the floor. Running that one to Lexi Sweet. And then the defense. Good defense by the Wildcats to strip that one away. It's Damari Carter, but the pass, she wasn't intended for it. It's Brooke Neff on the left block. Goes to work on Babbitt, and it's hit back. And Damari Carter rim running. Nobody gets back except Terwilliger. Swatted away by Karis Terwilliger. Back and forth we go between these two teams. Block fest early on in here in this second quarter. With 7:11 to go, it'll stay with the Wildcats. Terwilliger with the swat. Carter with the swat. And that's where we stand right now. They give it back to Satan Water Riggs. Over to Berman. Top of the key, going to work on Terwilliger. Nobody picks her up. Instead, it's Brooke Neff. It's a three attempt from Isabel Babin. And she finally gets the first field goal of the night for the Wildcats. Courtesy of three. Brooke Neff deep in the post to Jones. And she matches it with a deuce of her own on the left block. Jones up to seven, and she's got two for two here in the second quarter. 17-4, and the Irish are starting to come away with this one. It's Babin on the right baseline, driving, puts up a wild shot, airballs it. Rebound goes into the hands of Satan Water Riggs. Maddie Anderson was the nearest Irish player to it. Jump ball is called. It's going to the Irish with the favoring possession arrow. 6:33 to go in the second. 17-4 is your score. It was 13-0, but the offense has looked much better for the Wildcats so far here in the second early on. Now they go back to a 2-3 zone, so the coaching difference and the coaching change from Coach A has worked so far. It's Brooke Neff. In and out, and they pass it back to Lexi Sweet, top of the key, Anderson. Over to Neff. She steps in on that right baseline, and it's popped away through the hands and through and back over to Karis Terwilliger, who drives left baseline, hits the bottom of the rim, and it goes to Satan Water Riggs. It's a hot potato down below as Berlman gets it swiped behind from Karis Terwilliger. One on three. She doesn't have numbers. Now she has Jones. Terwilliger doesn't matter. Ends up on the floor. Foul. No foul will be called. Good defense by the Wildcats to hit that one away by Terwilliger. The officials are talking it over. And it's going to stay with the Irish. Brooke Neff ordered to come a little closer to the official. They hand the ball off, and the 5 seconds start to count. Lexi back over to Anderson, right wing. Over to Brooke Neff, off the down screen. The pin down shot worked to a tee, but it didn't rattle home. Offensive rebound. Back to Terwilliger. Open for three, but she's off. Her shot has looked off all night so far from behind the line. Rebound went to Neff, who gives back to Lexi Sweet. Right wing. In the paint it goes. Back to Anderson. From the elbow, the left elbow too short. Defensive rebound picked away, Satan Water Riggs. Jones steals it away, and a jump ball is called. Going to the Walkerville Wildcats. Babin looking to bounce it in, and she bounces it in, but throws it wildly off of Carter's legs into the hands of Neff, who put it in for two, and Brooke Neff's on the scores table here in the second. Lightning quick we go. I don't even have a chance to look down as they throw it in. Whistles were blown, and it's going to stay with the Wildcats. Presumably, when I was looking down, they were trying to get it in, hit out of bounds by Brooke Neff once again. So Babin will throw it in and out of the hands of Lexi Sweet, who was charging in on that shot. Going to stay with the Wildcats once again. They're having just trouble getting it in, let alone scoring here in that first quarter. Babin. Everybody runs down. Berman tries to get it. Instead, Babin throws it away to Carter. She two-hand catches that one, and now dribbling wildly with that left hand. Back out to the baseline, swiped away by Karis Terwilliger. She doesn't have numbers, and now she does. It's Terwilliger up and under, and over, I should say, the hands of Berman, who put it wild off the glass, but she got hacked on the apex. Terwilliger's going to the line for a pair, and that foul went on number 15, Paige Shadenwater-Riggs, her first. Team first. Twilliger bends the knees. The spiraled form goes up and down. Her first points here in the second quarter. She's up to 5. Plus 16 in the scores table right now as Berlman gets talked over by Coach A. Carter was tying her right shoe. Mr. Williger, one more to the line. Rainbow Archer goes down for 6 points on the night. Early evening, I should say. Babin trying to give it in. She's been the primary ball tosser on the baseline. 5 seconds was called, and you can begin that the pressures, you can start to imagine that the pressure's starting to mount up with the full court press, just trying to insert that ball in. And that's going to prompt a timeout for Coach Dorr and the Irish. So we'll keep it here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com as it's only a 30-second timeout to thank our sponsors one more time. Pradium Realty, Robin Stressman and Associates, Mountain Town Rehab, CMS Internet, Roger Houck, 34th State Senator, Michael Love, Allstate Insurance, Konwinski Construction, Barberry Law, Piscano's Pizza, Jerry Nair, 92nd State Representative. Thank you for sponsoring this evening's game, early tip-off between the Irish and the Wildcats. 5:30 was the tip-off, the scheduled time, with game one of two on the night between regional semifinal opener for the girls. Ava Sweet gives in to Terwilliger. She tries for backboard on the left side. Doesn't go too strong off of it. Rebound floats to Isabel Babin. And immediately on this possession, Coach Dorr and the Irish don't press. Babin over to Berlman. She gets tripped. Ball ends up on the floor, and it's off of Berlman's right hand. Wow, thought there was going to be a trip there on Terwilliger. No whistle was blown, and it's going to stay with the Irish. So they got two different point guards in right now with Brooke Neff and Allison Bogue captaining that offense. It's a smaller lineup. Terwilliger, the power forward. Skip pass over to the corner. It's Bogue. She tries a three. Splashes it home from the left corner for Allison Bogue. And now every single player has scored for the Irish in this game. Riggs nearly throws it off of Anderson, and she does. Running into that Comets padding over there. And good thing there's padding there, because there is not much room here in this gym on the baseline. And she'll take a seat. That was Grace Riggs. Coming in for her is Isabel Babin. She immediately inbounds it, lobs it over to Berlman, goes through the wickets on her hand, and throws it to Karis Terwilliger. One-on-one. Terwilliger beats Berlman, throws it up. Layup is good and down for Karis Terwilliger with 8. 26-4. Game is really getting out of hand here in the second quarter. Terwilliger picks the pocket once again. Bodies go on the floor. Bogue and Grace, Paige Sadenwater Riggs were the two on the floor. Jump ball is called, and it'll go to the Irish. As Maddie Anderson will take a seat, Sarah Preetam will come in. It's going to be heavily different roles for the Irish players coming in. And could even see a couple of JV players come in as well. Ava Sweet will give in to Terwilliger, off of the hands of Terwilliger and into the hands of the Wildcats. Pushing up the court, spinning around as Berlman chucks up a shot off the backboard, gets her own miss, and then the other shot, second opportunity, doesn't roll down off the rim. A one-handed, right-handed rebound for Ava Sweet. Went up there and got that board as Terwilliger, a left corner sniper, can't get it to roll. Her three-point shot has been off tonight for Karis Terwilliger. Babin will give to Berlman, averaging 10 points per game for Coach A and the Wildcats, the leading scorer. As Terwilliger has managed to pick her pocket so many times, she ends up on the floor one more. It's back to Paige Riggs, and they give over to Jamari Carter. She hasn't chucked up a shot yet in this second. Gives back to Babin, left corner, 3:16 to go. A shot is up, and it falls down for Isabel Babin on the left elbow extended. Isabel Babin has now got 5 points here in the second. Neff over to Preetam, right wing, ball held high above her head. Over to Neff, and they float back to the 2-3 zone. Bogue just hit a three from the left corner. Instead, she elects for Brooke Neff, top of the key, who matches Allison Bogue of her own. A three ball for Brooke Neff, and all 5 of her points have come in the second. Burroughs breaks the press on Terwilliger. Right behind her is Carter. Burroughs gives to Terwilliger, and Terwilliger has Neff with her. Terwilliger Charles right behind her and misses the bunny, but Neff is there to save it, and she misses the lay. Another opportunity. Back to Sweet, this time a tray, and three opportunities for the Irish girls. None of them go down. And with 2:22 to go, Coach A is going to take a timeout. We'll see if it's 30 seconds or a minute. If it's a minute, we'll send it to break. If it's 30, we'll keep it here, and it's 30. So we'll keep it here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Sacred Heart has dominated through that first quarter, obviously. If you're just tuning in, 13-0 in that first quarter. And in the second quarter, with about, I would say, a minute and a half to go before we send it to break, 29-6. So they've outscored the Irish, or the Irish have outscored the Wildcats 16-6 here in the second quarter. They've done it with their full court pressure. They've done it with a lot of their full court pressure. That's been the main thing. And then converting on semi-contested shots, because they haven't been able to convert on the open layups, the Irish have. Terwilliger's three-point shot has not connected and not sparked the offense just yet. Coming back out of this break, it's the Wildcats with the ball, trying to get some sort of momentum before we head into the halftime. Carter loses the ball. She ends up on the floor. So does Lexi Sweet, and she gives off to Allison Bogue, left wing. Carter just gets back along with Sweet. Bogue over to Preetam, right wing. They give in the middle to Ava Baker, and it's picked away out of the hands by Onyx Thoman-Fulford. And it's going to stay here with the Wildcats in transition. That foul went on Maddie Anderson. Her first. And only the third with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's Ullman, Berman, Carter, Sadenwater Riggs, or Grace Riggs, that is, and Onyx Thoman-Fulford as the Wildcats chuck up a shot. All five players go for the board. And it goes out of bounds. That might have worked there. It's just crashing the boards here on the offensive side for Coach A. That had to be a discussion in that previous 30-second timeout. Macy Ullman will inbound it on the baseline. On, I would say, just right in front of the right corner. Ullman looking for someone to pass it to. They throw it in the paint, and it's tipped away back to the Comet logo. Over to the hands of Jamari Carter on that right side. She's been the main primary ball handler, but throws it away to Ava Sweet. Going to work on Berman, throws it up, off glass for two. Ava Sweet now with four. Both buckets coming in the first and second quarter. Berman gets a screen from Riggs. The big power forward out there for Coach A. It's Macy Ullman, top of the key. Horn set, instead she goes right. They switch off, it's 10-10. Baker, or Preetam, that is, against Ullman. They give back to Berman. Right hand. They like to go to that right hand side, and it completely shuts off the left side of the court. It's Carter. Throws it off glass, and it can't rattle home. Out of bounds. Going to the Irish. And you have to believe this is probably what the Walkerville Wildcats did against Baldwin for a district title on Friday night. Chucked up some shots, prayed and hoped for it to go down, and it probably did. They had a good shooting night, so primarily on a win, it depends on if the shots fall. So 52 ticks to go in the second quarter. First half, it's Bogue throwing it to Sarah Preetam, nearly taken away by Onyx. Bogue, back over to Preetam. Top to key, it goes to Bogue. They swing it around the perimeter from right to left. Left to right, I should say. Back to Lexi Sweet. Gets to her sister, Ava Sweet. Tees off on a three, but bricks it on the left side. But luckily went to Allison Bogue, who chucked it up and prayed for a foul, and she got it. She's going to the line for two. Allison Bogue, that is, with 3 points here in the second quarter. And with 30 ticks to go, she can extend it out to a 33-6 lead. She can't now as she misses the front end. Gets some high fives and claps from all four other players for the Irish. Carter will take a seat probably for the rest of the second quarter. Coming in was number five, Alyssa Schaefer. Bogue goes one for two. As she hits the back end, she's up to four. The Irish back off on that press. It's Schaefer giving it back up to Berman. She calls out a play and just passes the timeline with time to spare. Grace Riggs, top of the key. Lexi Sweet sags off just a bit as they focus on that left hand given to Berman. Nearly hit away, going to work on Preetam. Another wild shot. can't rattle it home. Bogue picks it up with 9 ticks to go in the second. Bogue, rim running with Preetam. Giving it to her, nearly taking too many steps. Misses the bunny, offensive rebound, Ava Sweet. Hit away, buzzer sounds, and that'll end the first half. The Irish with a 32-6 barrage here in the first half. And that's how they send their both teams to the locker room. We'll be back for the halftime show after this quick break on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Halftime show it is, and that was probably out of all my time here for basketball since probably early of November when we started till now. Looking at the roadcaster here, timing it out, about a 40-minute half minus the pregame show. So about probably 25 to 30 minutes between those two teams. And the Irish did a great job of just full court pressure. They did it, and then they turned over for touchdowns, worked in the favor of the Irish. 32-6 is the score right now over the Walkerville Wildcats. It was 13-0 at the end of the first quarter. And for Walkerville to even be here, it's a tremendous moment for their first regionals appearance since the 2009 season. And this Coach A and company have been going through a complete rebuild for the Walkerville Wildcats. Just last year, they went winless, 0-19 on the season. And then the year before that, in the 2023 campaign, finished 2-21, both of those wins, coming in the West Michigan D-League. So obviously in the West Michigan D-League, that means they're on the west side of the state. They've gotten a couple of wins over Baldwin, who was two lower competition teams in that conference. And this is where we were supposed to see Mason County Eastern for the Irish. And this is probably what Coach Dorr prepared for throughout this regionals round, talking it over with Spockman pregame show. We both expected Mason County Eastern to be here tonight. But they got upset by Baldwin, who ironically got upset by this Walkerville Wildcats team in the district semifinal round last week. And that's where we stand right now. A couple point totals to go over. Allison Bogue with 4. Brooke Neff with 5. Karis Terwilliger with 8. Minus the three-point shot not going down for the Irish and junior leader. Maddie Anderson with 2. Along with Lexi Sweet with 2. 4 for Ava Sweet and 7 for Savannah Jones. So the Irish have just balanced every player who's come in. Minus Sarah Preetam, Ava Baker, and Ava Baker have scored. But you can tell they're going to get their buckets very soon in this second half. I believe Coach Dorr is probably going to come out of that locker room firing away even more full court pressure throughout this whole game. And it's not like it's going to matter. It's 32-6. Like I said, winner of this game gets the winner of our next game on Wednesday night between St. Charles and Onekama. So it's going to be a great game on the hardwood tonight at 7 o'clock. Maybe a little bit better than this one so far. 32-6. For the Irish. So 5.5 to go before we tip the third quarter off. So I think it's perfect time to send it to This Week in MHSA Sports. And that'll be next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. 11 seconds into the third quarter here. It's Sacred Heart with a 32-6 lead over the Walkerville Wildcats. And immediately, as I say the score, Isabel Bavin turns it over off of a pass. Oh no, and the official said it was tipped. So it's going to be Walkerville ball, still down with a lot of work to do to climb back and potentially get to their first regional final game since the 0-9 season. It's Burrowman giving in to Simpson. Back to Burrowman on the right wing. Taken to Williger to the cup, but throws it off the right side of the backboard and into the hands of Karis Terwilliger. She has numbers. Instead, she drives right through, untouched for 2. On the right block, she's up to 10. And the first player for the Irish at double digits. And then another swipe on Karis Terwilliger again. A bad pass by Isabel Babin. She puts it in for 2 on the other side. Now she's up to 12. So 4 points within the matter of 2 seconds for the junior leader, for Karis Terwilliger. 36-6, 30-point lead for the Irish as Burrowman chucks up a shot 8 feet away, leaves it way short, and she tried to pass it in to Karis Terwilliger. The only thing that really did, it gave the Irish back the ball, but it made them stop the clock and slow it down, the Irish, because they are lethal in this fast break. Terwilliger over to Anderson, top of the key. They float back to the 2-3. Terwilliger touch pass into Lexi Sweet. Trying to post up is Savannah Jones, bouncing that one to Brooke Neff, left far corner, and it's out of bounds. Off, last touch by Brooke Neff, the shooter. It'll go to Jamari Carter. And the Wildcats. It's Omen Morrison, or Marison Simpson, I should say, Jamari Carter, Gabby Berlman, and number 20, Isabel Babin. Berlman, past the timeline, it gets a screen from Simpson on the right wing, going to work on Savannah Jones, the first mismatched opportunity, but she doesn't take advantage of it. Berlman trying to swipe that one away by from Brooke Neff. Possession arrow is going to favor the Irish and go back to the Irish with a 30-point lead with 6.5 to go in this third quarter. Remember what I said, winner of this game gets the winner of St. Charles and Onekama. Next game at 7 o'clock approximately. As Brooke, or Maddie Anderson tries a three from the far wing. Ball goes way out of bounds and tipped around to the Sacred Heart student section that went to Noah Zion. He tipped it back, and a lot of the Sacred Heart boys on the Irish team are around that student section as well. I don't see Coach Sherlock here, but I do see Noah Zion. I see Leland Martinez, Brady Davis for the Irish boys players. Quick trip for the Irish as well. Mount Pleasant's not too far as Isabel Batman, a wild shot from the right elbow. Kind of bricked it and it died at the top of the back of the rim. And it floated into the hands of Savannah Jones. It'll go to the Irish out of bounds off of a Walkerville Wildcat player. Time will stop. And it's going to be Walkerville's ball. Not sure what happened there, as that's why I took a break in the action, I guess you could say, for a couple of seconds. I wasn't sure what was trying to be said. Up here in the rafters, can't really see, or I guess can't really hear that well, as Berlman tries to shot from the free throw line, no dice, into the hands of Terwilliger. Rim running with Savannah Jones, and they overthrow Savannah Jones. Kind of forced it there for Terwilliger to Jones, and the first missed opportunity for the Irish offense, who has been pretty good so far. Running out of good vocabulary terms to say for the Irish's offense. Up by 30. Terwilliger with 12 of them. 36-6. It's Isabel Babin driving on Lexi Sweet. And she finally draws her way to the cup and sees herself going to the free throw line. A foul will be called on Lexi Sweet, her first. So Babin, probably one of the smaller players on the court right now for the Walkerville Wildcats, but it doesn't matter. As she's going to the line for two and sinks that one home. And both hands clap to Marison Simpson and Jamari Carter. Getting that free throw, it's something good as Babin's up to six. She's been the leading scorer for the Wildcats so far. Through two quarters, maybe, and a quarter of the third quarter. Misses the back half of that free throw. Lexi Sweet gets it into Karis Terwilliger. Top of the key, she goes. Gets a screen from Lexi Sweet. It's Maddie Anderson, Brooke Neff with the ball. Savannah Jones, Lexi Sweet, and Terwilliger, the five for the Irish. Terwilliger wide open from the right wing. All kinds of time, but leaves that one long. And right back into the hands of the Irish student section. And that's going to prompt a timeout by Coach Dorr. So we'll keep it here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live, with about 5:20 to go in this third quarter. Irish with a 36-7 lead. And out of that fourth, or into that third quarter, out of the locker room break, it's already been a 4-1 run. And this is with Sacred Heart's offense not getting good shots here in this third quarter. They've been a lot of unforced turnovers. Karis Terwilliger threw it over the head of Savannah Jones, who was rim running on that last play, and then Terwilliger chucked up a three from the right wing. It didn't go down. Long rebound. They're not crashing the glass like Coach Dorr wants, and that prompted and suggested a timeout. The assistant coaches didn't see something that they wanted to see for the Irish, and Coach Dorr is making a couple of adjustments on that bench right now with about 10 seconds to go in this timeout period. 36-7 is our score right now. Winner of this gets the winner of St. Charles and Onekama. St. Charles has gotten the better of Sacred Heart both times this season already, and one was played at the home court for Sacred Heart for the Mid-State Activities Crossover Championship game to end the month of February. It's Berlman and the Wildcats with the ball. Dribbling with the right hand, knee high, over to Babin in the right corner. Deep in the post, a good bounce pass, but a good ball denial defense from Savannah Jones to tap that one away into the hands of Terwilliger. She stops and overthrows Maddie Anderson, who was cutting in. Goes out of bounds and nearly hits the Mid-Michigan Sports Network cameraman, Adam Gursky, over there. And they'll inbound it right in front of Gursky. Number five, Alyssa Schaefer, seeing her first action in this third quarter. Giving it in to Burleman. Top of the key, 36-7. Student section, you got to applaud them for the Wildcats as they're still pounding those shoes on the ground. Some of them are unfocused, but the parents are here as well. This ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wildcats. Lexi Sweet will take a seat along with Karis Terwilliger. And the full court press comes back on. It's Isabel Babin. Juggling that ball over her head, trying to get it in at 4 seconds, now five. They lob it in. Alyssa Schaefer has to run for it. She does, but she ends up on the floor, picks it up, and giving it in to Burleman. Burleman with Brooke Neff and Maddie Anderson on her. Burleman to the right side, gets a screen from Saden Water Riggs. Burleman in the paint, it goes to Babin, hit out of bounds by Ava Sweet. And the five key players for the Irish are all rotational players right now. As that's what I said, I predicted that Coach Doerr is going to use his girls wisely as Babin tries to insert that one in. Not a big hole for Saden Water Riggs to pass that one into. And that's a prime example of it right there. It gets taken away underneath the cup by Ava Sweet, who gets the ball on the right block. Packs it back out. Anderson thought about the skip cross-court skip pass to Freedom. They can find Freedom on the right wing. Instead, it's to Ava Sweet. Two-man game. Jones through the contact for two. On the right block. Jones now up to nine. 3 points behind Terwilliger. It's Schaefer. Good up fake. Driving in. Swatted away by Brooke Neff. But Onyx Thoman has to come away and get it. Fouled from behind by Brooke Neff. And Brooke Neff is going to pick up her first. Whistles have been slightly misplaced throughout this game. It's definitely not slowed it down. The fact that Walkerville has kept this ball in on a lot of wild shots, a lot of rebounds, have quickened this game a lot. 38-7. Saden Water Riggs trying to give that one in to a cutting Burleman to the left corner, but she overthrew Burleman and it hit the Walkerville bench over there, prompting a Sacred Heart turnover. Neff over to Anderson, left wing. Back to Neff. She thought about giving it to Sweet on the left side. Instead, she rotates to the right block. Rotating back to that left block. Around the baseline it goes to Ava Sweet. Sweet. Overhead lob pass up to Neff. Back over to Anderson, left wing. Steps in. Double team comes. And the 2-3 pressure has worked so far on this possession. 3.5 to go. Brooke Neff. Wild bounce pass to Anderson, who gives it back to Sweet. Cross-court skip pass to Freedom. She tees off. Can she get her first points? She does! Sarah Preenham on the board now for the Irish here in the third. Now the only Irish player who hasn't scored yet is Ava Baker. Not in currently. It's Burleman. She's in. 40-7 is your score. Irish, 18-5 on the season. 5-14 for the Wildcats. It's Thompson. Thoman Fulford. Over to Grace Riggs. And it's taken away by Maddie Anderson. Savannah Jones dribbling with that left hand, putting it off the glass for two. Transition defense turns into transition offense for the Irish. And Jones now up to 11. Burleman, top of the key, gives over to Schaefer, and they pass it right through the legs of Thoman Fulford. It's taken away by Savannah Jones. Neff over to Ava Sweet. Sweet back to Neff. Over to Anderson, left wing. Freedom was thought about in the left corner, and then she rotates back to the right wing. Freedom's open. She drives in, and then back to Sweet. Top of the key, over to the left wing. Maddie Anderson for three, too strong. Ball went over the rim and out of bounds. It's going to go to the Wildcats. Line change right now for the Irish. This is what we're going to see. A JV player coming in. It's Catherine Latham, the sophomore for the Irish, along with Ava Baker, Sarah Preenham, Allison Bogue, and Ava Sweet. And then for the Wildcats, it's Thoman Fulford, Jamari Carter, Gabby Burleman, and Macy Oman, plus Grace Riggs. Grace Riggs gives the screen, Burleman, back up to Oman, line drive three, throwing it off the backboard, hitting Riggs right into the face, and it's picked up by Latham. Ava Baker gives it to Bogue. Bogue saves it, just tiptoeing and teeter-totting that baseline in front of the bench over there. Bogue will bring it past the timeline. Top of the key, they get back to Freedom. Left wing, back over to Sweet on the left baseline. Lob pass to Bogue. Touch pass to Latham. Right wing, bouncing it over to Sweet. Trying to dissect this 2-3 defense with a minute and a half to go in the third. It's 42-7. Sweet drives left baseline, middle of it, puts up a shot. Hacked from behind by Grace Riggs, I believe that was. Yes, it's going to be Grace Riggs picking up her first. So Riggs has one. Satan Water Riggs has one. Marison Simpson with two. Jamari Cooper and Onyx Thoman Fulford with one. Coach Dorr talks it over with Catherine Latham and Sarah Preedom. As Sweet misses the front end of that free throw, almost goes over the backboard. Off of a long, probably 4 or 5 foot bounce off the rim. Too much pressure on it. Sweet bends the knees, puts it up, and nails the second one. Ava Sweet's up to five, and she scored in every single quarter. Three different Irish players have scored in every single quarter with a minute and a half to go. Ullman on the right wing, halts it back. Puts up a lob, into the paint it goes on Thoman Fulford. And she kind of boxes out Ava Sweet because that ball was going out of bounds on the baseline, and she did a good job of not letting the defense hit that one away because she didn't have a chance to get it. Thoman into the cutting Thoman Fulford, lobbing that one to Berlman. She's had the ball every possession she's touched the ball. Kind of the facilitator for Coach A and company. Berlman, a shot from the free throw line, wide to the right. Bogue picks it up, past the timeline she goes. Has Latham right on her bumper right behind her. She's open in the left wing. Instead, she gets to the right side. It's Preetam. Bouncing that to Ava Sweet and giving it back to Bogue, top of the key. Over to Latham, left wing, steps in. Ullman right in her grill. Back over to Bogue, back to Preetam. Right wing, Ava Sweet did her work early, but couldn't get the bunny underneath the cup. Out of bounds, staying with the Irish with 43 ticks to go in the third. Ava Sweet will inbound it, and it's a line set. Three players line up on the left. Preetam cups to the left corner. They give it to Baker on the right block. And she gets a much-deserved ovation from Coach Dorr. She's going to the line for a pair. Trying to be the last Irish player that's checked in, minus Catherine Latham late in this third quarter, to get on the board. And she can do that with two free throws. A couple of dribbles, bends the knees, puts up the first, and too strong, missing that front end of that free throw. She'll get one more. Ava Sweet and Allison Bogue at the line, preparing to get maybe a rebound if Ava Baker misses. Second one's up, and she does miss it, goes back long to Latham. Baker posts it up, and it's Preetam back to Bogue with 36 ticks to go in the third. Over to Latham, right wing, and it's picked out of her hands by Berlman. Latham dribbling knee-high with that left hand. Over to Bogue, picks up that dribble with the right foot. Bogue, top of the key. Ava Baker at the free throw line. Preetam driving in, backing over to Latham, out of her hands. It's going to go to the Sacred Heart bench, and it's going to be a quick turnover for the Irish. With 18 ticks to go, the Wildcats can do something to end this third quarter, still 43-7. They've only scored 1 point, and it's been by Isabel Babin in this third. Berlman back to Ullman. She tries to change that and airballs the three from the right wing. It'll go out of bounds. Clock will stop with 6 ticks to go in the third quarter. Coach A just pacing up and down that bench, trying to get something going for this offense. Stutter-struck offense for the Wildcats. 6 ticks to go. Bogue gets a screen from Latham. Bogue, nobody picks her up, bouncing it over to Sarah Preetam for three in the right corner. Wide off the backboard. And that's going to end the third quarter. 43-7. Sacred Heart up big. And they're 1 quarter away from seeing their team play on Wednesday night against the winner of St. Charles and Onekama. We'll be back for the fourth quarter next on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Here to start the last quarter between the Sacred Heart Irish and the Walkerville Wildcats. Walkerville pretty much knew coming in this was going to be a tough test, and they certainly has. They have not aced it at all, as Marison Simpson gets called for an illegal screen, wanting to know what that call was for Coach A. Simpson kind of ran in, I believe that was Lexi Sweet, not giving her time to set her feet, and that's going to be a foul on Marison Simpson, her third. Neff will travel and double dribble with it out in the right wing. So two quick turnovers, 11 seconds in for the Irish. 43-7 is your score right now. Carter will give it in to Isabel Babin, and she's been now the facilitator, now with Burlman out and on the bench getting her much-deserved break. It's Dolman Fulford stepping through, taken away by Karis Terwilliger from behind. Terwilliger, 3-on-2. Terwilliger stepping through on the right block, putting it up, and in! Off glass for two. Karis Terwilliger starts the fourth quarter with a bucket. Isabel Babin on the right side chucks up a pass. I wasn't sure if that was a pass or a shot. The nearest target was either the hoop or Marison Simpson. Pick your choice for Isabel Babin. Turnover going back to the Irish, 45-7, with 7:16 to go in the final quarter. Jones, left corner, skip pass over to Terwilliger, back into Lexi Sweet. Couple of angry dribbles as Terwilliger drives through, steps through, puts it off glass again on the right block. Can't get it to go, and it's going back to Karis Terwilliger, who flies her way through, tipped back, and into the hands of Lexi Sweet. Nobody picks her up. Knee-high dribble into the paint, through the middle, back out to Anderson. 6:50 to go. Brooke Neff tees off, splashes it home. Brooke Neff, a three ball here in the fourth. She's now up to 8 points in the fourth with a three-point bomb. 48-7 as Terwilliger picks up yet another foul. She is a great player on offense, but she can get into foul trouble early on. She's going to have to fix that part of her game to end her junior year and continue on in her senior year if she wants to stay consistent on the court, stay out of foul trouble. Three fouls on the night as Carter will give it in to Thoman Fulford. Jones plays good defensive back, and swats it away in the perimeter. Anderson gives to Lexi Sweet. Ullman gets back. Lexi Sweet blocked by Macy Ullman, out of bounds. Good ball denial defense by Macy Ullman to swat that one away. She hustled into the backcourt and did a great job of swatting it away point blank. Sacred Heart will get the ball, 48-7. Running clock is on as they give to Terwilliger, right corner. Back to Jones, over to Anderson. 48-7 is your score, over to Brooke Neff. Top of the key, gives to Terwilliger, in the paint it goes, at the free throw line, back to Jones, did her work early, missed the bunny. From low in the post, ball got pinballed around and into the hands of a cameraman over here, Sean Robinson for the Morning Sun. 5:20 to go, 48-7, and we officially have a running clock with a 41-point lead here in the regional semifinal, game number one of two tonight. Terwilliger off the down screen in the left corner for three. Money for Terwilliger, up to 17 now. Nobody even was close in the perimeter area as Lexi Sweet set a dominating down screen as Jamari Carter just chucks up a wild shot out of bounds. The nearest Wildcat to it was Marison Simpson, and it'll go back to the Irish. Terwilliger was 17, and that could be her last action on the court to save her for Wednesday night's game against the winner of St. Charles or Onekama. Brooke Neff, past the timeline she goes. It's Lexi Sweet over to Latham right wing. This is where she can get her buckets with a weakened Walkerville Wildcat team. Lexi Sweet from the left baseline for two. Long rebound, push back out to Maddie Anderson, who controls it. Back over to Brooke Neff. New subs coming in after the next dead ball with 4:18 to go. It's Maddie Anderson, left wing, running clock. Back over to Ava Baker. She throws it off the head of Brooke Neff. Jamari Carter picks it up, and a two off the glass. Jamari Carter, her first 2 points of the night, come here in the fourth. Brooke Neff to the timeline she goes. Allison Bogue back at the scores table. It's Anderson over to Neff. Bouncing that to Latham. Right wing into Baker it goes. Back out to Neff. 3:50. 51-9 is your score. Brooke Neff over to Anderson. Stagnant, not deciding who to pass the ball off to is these Irish girls. It's Lexi Sweet over to Latham. She tries to crack the scoreboard and can't. Leaves it short but gets her own miss from the right wing. Backs out to Ava Sweet. Or Lexi Sweet, that is. Leaves it short and it's short again. Marison Simpson, three opportunities for the Irish girls on that play. And that'll prompt a whistle. A timeout will be taken. With the running clock, though, as 3:18 comes down, Jamari Carter will take a seat. And that'll be a full timeout by Coach A for the Wildcats. And Coach Dore, in this timeout, what are you saying to your players right now? We'll keep it here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. It's got to be just, I guess, slow it down a little bit. Let the clock go out as the full timeout starts to kick off with probably about 3:18 to go in this contest. Let's thank our sponsors one last time here. Pradium Realty, Robin Stressman and Associates, Mountain Town Rehab, CMS Internet, Roger Houck, 34th State Senator, Michael Love, Allstate Insurance, Konwinski Construction, Barberry Law, Jerry Nair, 92nd State Representative, Pisano's Pizza. Thank you for sponsoring this evening's game between the Irish and the Wildcats. Winner will get the winner of St. Charles and Onekama, and they are currently over the loudspeakers here playing Welcome to the Danger Zone. Well, the Irish have certainly drug the Wildcats into the danger zone here in the gymnasium. A lot of the fans, you got to give credit. They traveled well, but Walkerville season will definitely be ending after tonight's game. With 3:18 to go, running clock 51-9. Terwilliger with 17 points of those 51. She's on the bench. It's Alicia Schaefer in the right corner, dribbling it off her own 2 feet. Going out of bounds, and it'll go to the Irish. Oh, we'll get it inserted from Sarah Preedom, and just past the timeline, they go over to Latham. In the perimeter, bound to happen. It's Ava Baker, too long from the three-point line on the left far wing in front of the Sacred Heart student section, and it'll go to the Wildcats. Not much juice in this gym right now for either squad as Satenwater Riggs, a shot quick, but rebounded to Riggs on the left elbow, ripped away by Ava Sweet, and it's going to be a jump ball going back to the Irish. Okay, so last possession for the Irish. Understandably so, the starters aren't in, but it was a little hectic. Forcing up shots, clogging up lanes is Ava Sweet at the free throw line. It's Baker, back over to Latham. Over to Sarah Preedom, and they give in to Ava Sweet, back over to Baker, right wing. She still has not scored, and instead Preedom takes a shot, but airballs it on the right baseline. Goes into the hands with 2 minutes to go in this contest. Into the hands of number three, Gabby Burleman. She's been the main facilitator for this offense, finding her players, Isabel Babin, who's the leading scorer with 6. In the paint it goes. Riggs can't get it to go. Both tips it back out into Gabby Burleman's hands, and they lob it up. Taken away, but a miss on the left block by number 4, Kelly Masta, who came into the game. And Bogue to the timeline. They find Latham, left wing. Minute and a half to go, ripped away. It's Alyssa Schaefer going to work on Allison Bogue. Bogue tries to swipe it away. She doesn't have numbers. Schaefer spins around on the right side and throws it off the backboard. Gets her own miss. It's going out of bounds. And back to the Irish. A minute 15, the final countdown for the Irish to punch their ticket to a regional final game against St. Charles or an Onekama. Sweet at the free throw line. Back to Latham. A rainbow shot goes down for Catherine Latham. Her first 2 points of the night come here in the fourth quarter. Now every single Irish player has scored, minus Ava Baker. 48 ticks to go. Top of the key, long shot. Hit around, that was Gabby Burleman, pinballing around into the hands of Latham. It'll go out of bounds with 40 ticks to go and counting. Wildcats with 30 ticks, trying to get this one in. They'll have the last possession, assuming they can get it in and shoot quickly. It's Burleman, right wing, driving middle, throwing it up. Can't get it to go again. And another shot. This time it goes down for Paige Satenwater Riggs. She's got 2. Whistles called on Gabby Burleman. She hits Allison Bogue right in the face. And I believe that foul is going to go on number 3, Gabby Burleman, her first. Allison Bogue will get it inbounded past the timeline. Taken away by Gabby Burleman with 5 ticks to go. A wild shot. Get used to me saying that. And that'll end the game. That shot was from Gabby Burleman. Didn't go down, but a nightmare of a game for the Wildcats finally comes to a close. 53-11. The Irish are victorious, and they move on to Wednesday night's regional final game back here at this gymnasium at 7 o'clock between the winner of St. Charles and Onekama. 53-11 is your final score. We'll be back to recap this game and preview Wednesday night's game on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Post-game show it is here on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. 53-11 was your final score. The Irish victorious for Coach Dorr and company, and they now improve to 55-11 for Coach Dorr in his tenure as the Sacred Heart Academy Irish girls basketball coach in the playoffs. And he's done a phenomenal job of, well, this program didn't really need to be turned around. It's just a factory for good talent here in the Isabella County area. And speaking of good talent, Karis Terwilliger going off again for 17 points, sure to be the player of the game in this evening's contest with 17 of them. Next closest was Savannah Jones, the senior, with 11. Like I said in the broadcast, Savannah Jones, 4-for-4 in the district final round since her freshman through senior year. She's just been a dominating go-to post scorer for the Irish, and they're going to need all of that and a lot of more scoring in Wednesday night's game against Onekama or St. Charles. Both teams warming up right now, trying to influxuate the Sacred Heart and Walkerville fans out of here and get those St. Charles and Onekama fans in the gymnasium as we're just getting ready for the top of the hour coming up, the 7 o'clock hour. And this was supposed to tip off at 7, so it's, excuse me, surprisingly, will tip off on time between these two teams. And I thought it wasn't going to, because I thought this game, the running clock actually helped for the Irish and the next game between Onekama and St. Charles, because the running clock makes it go quicker and it speeds the game up as well. So it was a good decision by both coaches to let that running clock continue to go for both teams, and that's where we ended it. A 53-11 rout for the Irish. The leading score for the Wildcats was Isabel Babin, number 20 on the Wildcats, with 6 points. 2 points for Jamari Carter, and she chucked up a lot of shots tonight. They just were not falling down. They weren't going down for really any player on the night for the Wildcats, Bulldogs, and Portagers. Onekama Portagers. Wow. Reading that on the board, I've never heard of that name. I don't even know what that is. If Onekama gets the win tonight, on Wednesday night, I'll have to do my research to see what a Portager is. And that's what the old Google will do for me throughout the night. But anyways, I digress. 53-11. Sacred Heart gets the win and the best over Walkerville. They now punch their ticket to a regional final matchup on Wednesday night, and they are looking oh so good to get out of this week and move on to the quarterfinals next Tuesday night on St. Patrick's Day. If they can get past one of their two rivals, either St. Charles in the Mid-State Activities Conference or Onekama. That'll wrap things up from here from Coleman High School. We'll be back again on Wednesday night. No matter what happens with the winner of this game, I'll keep you updated on Player of the Game on Facebook later tonight. And I'll get you some highlights tomorrow morning, along with we're going to be covering Beale City Menominee quarterfinal action for the boys tomorrow night at 7 o'clock from Boyne City High School. Going to be a great environment, going to be a great game, as Aggieland loves to travel. Looking forward to that game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. That's where you can tune in back to the radio station tomorrow night at 7 o'clock to hear me. And that'll wrap things up here. 53-11, once again, your final score. Sacred Heart takes the regional semifinal win and advances to Wednesday night games. For everybody at Latitude Media, for my producer, Charlie, I've been Austin Shattuck. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of High School Playoff Hoops on the girls' side on Buck92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live.